Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me.
Oh, God, we're back.
Yep.
We're back live.
Yep. You got a mouthful of food and...
My nuts.
Huh.
Almonds.
Yes. Yeah, because Casey, the tobacco nut, is with us as well, connected via the web. And I don't know if he has any beer nuts hanging out there by him.
No, but I have some actual diving information.
You do?
Oh, hell with that.
Go back to your nuts.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, what is that, Casey? Go ahead.
Buddy of mine just emailed me what the 4-month total of lionfish challenge was. You know how many lionfish they pulled out in a 4-month period in the panhandle?
In the panhandle?
Yeah.
900.
The Gulf of Mexico, basically.
Three.
Yeah, are we talking about the number of fish or pounds?
Fish.
963.
1.5.
I'd say 1,200.
Mama go with 672.
26,321.
What?
Fish.
No way.
Wow. That's a.
Last year's top fry. Harvester single handedly harvested 1,250 fish.
All right. Those fish are really keeping busy.
That's a problem.
And you know what scares me is when we were in Turks Caicos, they had lionfish, but they wouldn't let us kill them.
Yeah. Well, that was just a boat policy thing.
Yeah.
Man. We're going to have to, you know, I am talking to the folks at Reef about participating in some of their lionfish derbies.
So yeah, we need to get on with the
lionfish derbies. I go to the one down in Key Largo every year.
That's right.
We need to get a team. The team. Radio team.
Lionfish Slayers.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. All right, we'll work on that.
You can get shirts made up with that.
Yeah, hey, okay. Well, thanks, Barry.
Guess who's on watching live, Greg?
Who's watching on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Who?
Mermaid Jessie.
Oh, yeah, Mermaid Jess. She's already put a challenge that she'd like to see CJ do a dance. Is that what it was?
No. We're trying to get her to... she's mentioned something about a dance show.
They're tired of watching me on Facebook
Live. All right, Jessie, call
in. I told her first.
Let us get this going.
Okay.
Yeah. I think CJ should dance with his nuts.
Huh.
Nobody wants to see that.
I sure don't, and I'm in the studio with him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you go to Facebook Live, you can watch me talk in front of a microphone. It's very engaging visually. But you know, we're evidently getting requests to put on a dance show. Is that what you're saying she wants?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that when, you know, like, yeah.
She says no nut dancing.
No nut dancing.
Oh, okay.
See, well, does that mean that we can't wear a mankini?
All right, yeah. Oh, you know what? You guys talk amongst yourselves. I got other people.
Oh, my God.
We got to get on the air today. Okay, Chad Barbe, who works with Atomic Aquatics, Hewish Outdoors, he is on Scuba Radio right now. Chad, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, buddy. I'm sitting here watching you on Facebook Live, looking good.
Oh, really? All right. You weren't the one. You were not the person requesting a dance show, were you?
No. We ain't going there.
Yeah. No one should. Trust me. But, yeah, welcome, Chad. It's been a while since we've had you on Scuba Radio. Maybe we're going to catch up next week because you're going to participate in this event at Seminole Scuba, one of the local dive facilities here in the Orlando area. And what are you going to be doing there next Saturday? What's happening?
Seminole Scuba's having a big spring event. It's a big kickoff for his year. And there'll be a lot of people there last year, including yourself.
Right.
And the night event is a like a party. And they give away a lot of prizes. So I've donated, our company's donated a lot of prizes, cool prizes to give away. So we'll be giving away prizes there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're featuring some new products that have been out a little bit, but in our minds they're still new because until everybody owns one, it's not saturated yet and we have a ways to go. So we'll be featuring the new Atomic BC-1 that's hitting the market and turning heads in the BC market. And then we'll continue talking about the new Barry Voke wetsuit and reactive wetsuits for men and women that's starting to turn heads and take a very good hold in the state of Florida. They're showing up on all the boats now, and people just love the technology and love the comfort of the suit. So,
this is a great opportunity to have some one-on-one time with the guy who manages this for the entire state of Florida. So you really want to know about how these pieces of gear function or what's cool and nifty about them, like the BC, this Atomic BC you're talking about. What sets it apart? What makes it a little more unique than what we've seen in the market before?
Well, basically, everything Atomic does, it has to be a category-changing product. If it can't be innovative, technological patents, and exciting, it will not be in the Atomic family. This BC was in design for 7 years as a platform for two other BCs to come behind it. It is a jacket style BC, but basically the material it's made out of, when you get out of the water, the BC's dry. It comes out dry. It's neutrally buoyant in the water. It has a patented weight system that you can actually take 10-pound weights and weight pockets and push it into the weight pocket system with one finger. That's how easy it goes in.
Wow.
And it's got a cam ratchet buckle system, so no more fumbling with buckles on the back and busting your fingers and loosening bands and tanks. So, I mean, everything about it is innovative. It's the first time that a lot of it's been done. It is the true Ferrari, if you will, of diving BCDs. And a lot of people have been skeptical, but as soon as they put it on and dive it, they come back sold and believers. And we've actually moved a lot of these BCs here in Florida.
Yeah, and it is one of those ones that kind of hug you a little tighter. Is that the one where the material's kind of like almost like a skin kind of feel to it or something? Or
it's a polyurethane fabric is what it's made out of, and so when it's on, it does hug you. You don't it does, a lot of people don't like jackets. They say they float up and all that. This one you can put on, and actually, which I've done, corkscrew down the reef, and it just sticks to you like glue. I mean, it does not
move.
That's
what I was talking about. So, yeah, you feel, and it just feels like part of you. Not so much like you're wearing something. That's what is kind of cool about that.
As Atomic has always said, the environment should leave you breathless, not your equipment. The equipment needs to be invisible. You should need to enjoy the environment. So
there you go. That sounds pretty marketing savvy. I love that. That
did not come off the top of my head either. That was a marketing phrase we used years ago, but it's stuck in my head.
Well, there you go. And that's what Chad does. He has a plethora of those type of comments.
Exactly.
And then the other thing was the wetsuit. What was the wetsuit again?
The wetsuits are is from Bear, mm-hmm. our sister brand, and that's the reactive wetsuit for men and the Evoke wetsuit for women. And basically, this innovation, we use a patented material called Celliant, C-E-L-L-I-A-N-T. You can look it up on the website. And it's basically 13 thermoreactive minerals that take thermal energy and convert to infrared energy and place it back into your body. The minerals have been crushed into a powder, formed into a fibrous material that can be sewn into wetsuits. And, the results are just overwhelming. I mean, people, Floridians, we get cold when the water's below 85.
Yeah.
So all the instructors and dive masters that are currently diving in the state of Florida, they're diving them. They love them because they keep you warm. They give you energy. There's a whole bunch of proven science behind it. So it's on our website at bearsports.com, or you can go to Celliant.com. And actually see the science as proven. And many other manufacturers are using this, Sealy Mattress Company, Adidas, Nike, Puma. It's going to be in all kind of fiber and fabrics coming soon. So it's really a cool product, and we're the first to bring it to the dive industry.
Wow.
That's how Neil Watson does all that stuff.
That's it.
He must have one of those.
Well, I've been staying warm so he didn't suffer from shrinkage.
I knew he had some kind of trick.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So what is the deal? Like, you can wear like a 1 mil and it feels like a 8 mil from 5 years ago?
No, typically a 5 mil is like a 3, a 7 mm-hmm. mil is like a 5.
Got it. Okay.
So the suits come in 3, 5, and 7, and then we have gloves, boots, and hooded vest accessories to go along with it.
Well, there you go.
You know, based upon, you know, everybody's tolerance to cold is different, you know.
Right.
The northern people coming down to Florida think they're in bath water, and we're freezing our butts off.
Exactly. Florida, so. We're warm water wusses.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's how it goes.
We need some
of all those products
technology.
Will be at Seminole Scuba. I'll be there, and, you know, there's some demo BC. People can actually rent them and go try them. You can't demo a wetsuit. You have to buy a wetsuit because, you know, we don't know what people do in wetsuits when they're diving, so we can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
They pee in them.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for clarifying that, Barry the Boater. But, Chad, appreciate
they don't
it. That's good stuff. We'll look for you. We'll look for you next week at the big event there, okay?
All right, man. Y'all take care. Have
all
a
right.
good one. Bye.
Chad Barbey, HewishOutdoors.com. You can check out their entire line at Tom Eck, everything there. You name it, they got it there. Or just join us at Seminole Scuba. We might head out there next week and recruit a mermaid or two. Probably be a merman. That's what happened last year.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always going to be my star. Dominica.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We got Barry the Boater. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. Casey the Tobacco Nut. It's a full house of whack jobs rounding out the crew today. So, look, Dominica. I don't know if you saw this in the news. They actually have made the news, at least on social media channels, because I guess it was a little over a week ago. You know who visited the island? Did you see this, EJ?
No. Who visited?
President Clinton.
Neil Watson.
President
Clinton.
Setting
another record.
Nope.
Simon returned.
President Clinton was there.
Clinton didn't win the election. You're pulling my leg.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was the truth. I saw the picture.
Oh, the other the male version.
The male guy. Yeah, yeah. He was out there talking with the president of Dominica on using money from the Clinton Foundation to help rebuild the country.
Do you end up giving him any money from the Clinton
Foundation? All I saw is he was there. So
I've never seen a dollar figure for any money given. I've heard about a lot given.
It may be too early to know at this point, but any help they can get is good because Dominica is a beautiful island. And when they got ravaged by the hurricane last year, my heart just sank. I've said before, that was one of my favorite places on the planet, if not my favorite place to go dive. Because topside, it was just tropical paradise. You go up in the mountain and have all these hot springs and stuff like that. And you do that on your surface interval. And then down below, the diving was phenomenal. And I have no doubt the diving is probably still phenomenal. Topside might have to grow back a little bit more. And, you know, I bet by now that it's starting to look, fairly green here and there.
But there's green.
Yeah, they're still, rebuilding. Getting the accommodations and things back to normal.
Are there monkeys there? I would imagine there'd be monkeys.
No, they have no
monkeys. There's monkeys in Silver Springs.
Okay. There's no monkeys in Dominica?
No, I don't believe they have monkeys in Dominica. Why?
Well, I thought the monkeys might provide fertilizer and that'll help the green stuff grow back faster.
No, it's volcanic. They don't need monkeys.
Oh, they're monkeyless, monkey-free.
I don't know. They might have monkeys. I've never heard of monkeys on Dominica.
There's got to be.
I'm not sure
about
that.
Maybe somebody knows.
They get, monkeys like in St. Kitts and Nevis and some other places like that. But I don't think they got the monkeys on.
No, got monkeys in Florida. What are you talking about?
Tropical rainforest. They must have some kind of creatures.
That's my thinking.
They got critters, but I don't think they got, I don't believe they have monkeys.
Not like a chimp. I'm talking like a real monkey.
No.
Let's ask the person that knows.
Who's that?
Google.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, Alexa, do they got monkeys in Dominica?
Greg's been there, so they've had a monkey heart in Dominica.
Hey. Well, actually, I haven't been there, been back to the nature island with my monkey heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, you could sling some poo while you're out there.
Well, thanks for that. I'm sure they appreciate knowing that it's coming at some point.
Duck!
Yeah. But, bottom line is I'm glad to see them getting some help, no matter where it's from, because it is a beautiful place and great folks are there.
Can we follow up on this story and see if the Clinton Foundation actually does something?
Well, that sounds like a job for Casey the tobacco nut.
No, I'm sorry. I'm too busy worried about the price of tobacco.
Yes, well, understood.
Barry will tell us. If I know Barry... He will tell us.
Well, I don't know.
Jerry, I get all my tobacco from the Dominican Republic.
Barry's the numbers guy.
Place. Okay.
Barry's the brains.
And Jerry's the Googler. Or Oogler. What is he?
On Dominica.
Yeah.
On this whatever website I'm on with Dominica.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure on the Dominica website or the Dominatrix? There's a big difference.
Well,
Is there any black patent leather?
Don't tell my dark side.
Yeah, okay. And? What'd you find out
there? No, it's a Dominica website.
Yeah, and?
There is...
No monkeys.
Birds, mammals, amphibians, reptiles, but no primates.
Yeah, they're in your face, losers. I told you.
Well, at least you were gracious.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
if you want to see primates, just go over to Silver Springs in Florida.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing.
Those
monkeys
have been surviving since the 30s.
Those are not indigenous monkeys. They were released from, scientific experiments over there or something.
No. They started out from a Tarzan movie.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's right. Yeah, they used them for a movie, and then they got out, or they let them go or something.
Back in the 30s, I think.
Yeah, and then now they have their own little
and they are getting mean. Actually, I seen a write-up not long ago, maybe in a month or so ago. They're thinking about disbanding them, getting rid of them.
Yeah, they're just shooting them. I've seen them.
Somebody thought they couldn't swim, but they could swim, so now they're actually expanding out onto the banks of the river.
Right.
They're expanding everywhere. I think Tallahassee's even seeing some.
We could probably train them to scuba.
battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Hey, yes. we taught Jerry.
Hey, yeah.
So,
hey, let's give them a pair of the new goggles and see how they do underwater.
Well, that would work. That'd be a possibility. I've seen these Silver Springs monkeys. I've been over there.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
I had to look twice the first time I seen them. What the heck? Is that a monkey?
They're stealthy, these little monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And one's missing a heart.
They're macaques.
Yeah. Well, that is true, but his legacy carries on.
This show is dragging down.
And going
on. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back.
Sorry, that was my fault. I got us off on the monkey tangent.
Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway, there is some other things that are a little bit more related to diving.
Oh, thank
you. I mean, you could dive over at Silver Springs and see the monkeys.
There you go.
You could do that. But
I don't know if you can dive at Silver Springs. I don't think you
can dive. You won't see anything, but you can dive.
I don't know if you can dive in the actual
Silver Springs State Park. I don't think so.
They don't let you in the water there?
I don't think you can.
If you fell in by
accident? You can dive around
accident.
I know that. And I don't remember. We took a canoe. But
new
anyway.
Topic. Move on.
Well, genetically engineered fish are coming. They're already here, by the way. Did you guys know this?
No.
When you're down underwater watching all those pretty fish while you're diving, are you concerned that some of them may not be natural?
You mean like robots?
No, they're genetically modified.
Genetically modified.
As long as they don't make them smarter, we can still catch them.
Yeah, well, if they're doing all that, why don't they just make them kill lionfish?
Are they genetically modifying the ones with teeth?
Well, I'll tell you next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Should you be concerned? We will find out. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I think, you know, let's just take a quick phone call. We got a minute or two. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? You are on the air.
Hello, is this Craig the Submariner?
This is Greg the Dive Master. Hi.
Right. No, listen, I just wanted to tell you I'm up in Secaucus.
Secaucus, right? Okay, yeah.
I really I enjoy your program.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love it. I like to listen to you talk about the frogmen.
The frogmen. Yeah, you mean
the frogmen jumping
scuba
in the water.
Divers. Right.
And I would like to know, I'm interested in hearing about the genetic fish.
Genetically modified fish, yes.
The freaks of nature.
Yeah, Frankenfish, some people are calling them.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate you putting me on your program.
Yeah.
I really enjoy hearing about the frogmen.
Okay, all right.
They're all frogmen. You're a frogman, and all the people are all frogmen. That's pretty cool.
Okay,
I'm gonna hang up. I'll hang up and listen off the air. Goodbye.
Okay, all right. He wanted to just listen to our thoughts about the frogmen. I don't know. Why don't we use that term anymore, gang? I mean, that is kind of a cool thing. I mean, are we frogmen?
You're a frogman if you're a Navy SEAL.
I mean, do you have to be a Navy SEAL to be a frogman, or can you
amphibious?
Huh?
Amphibious.
Is that a Navy thing? You have to be a Navy frogman. You can just
Navy SEAL is a frogman.
Okay.
No, we're not Navy SEAL. Definitely not.
We're just flunkies.
Uh-huh. That's right. Well, but you can tell us about the genetic fish.
Well, the Frankenfish. Yes.
Will they taste better?
Well, that's why they've been genetically modified.
Casey. Only one way to find out.
He's going to...
Yes?
We need to eat some genetically modified fish, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Would you mind... Would you prefer baked, broiled, or fried Frankenfish?
Well, let's do fried and on the grill and maybe in a sushi.
I was just going to say pick one, not all of the above. But,
oh,
you know,
man. But I'm hungry.
Yes,
blackened fish.
Okay, we'll figure it
all
out.
All right, blackened fish modified.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am not doing the lobster dance on Facebook Live right now, as much as there's some folks that have been requesting such. But
thank you for that.
Well, you know, we still got a little time left. I might break out.
Don't threaten me.
I might have a dance off here by the end of the show.
Is it a dance or a seizure? More of a seizure.
Yeah,
probably.
I think you're right. I think you're right. All right, so the frankenfish are coming. All right, what are they? Let me finally fill in everybody.
Sounds terrifying.
Guys. Well, it's not that
bad, really. You're freaking everybody out.
Well, don't be freaked. This is
I want my mommy.
This is happening.
See?
The story that came across my desk involves salmon. Or salmon? Well, how do you say it?
Salmonella.
Okay.
Salmon.
They are genetically modifying salmon right now at fish farms and stuff to make them bigger, like they're twice as big as your typical salmon. Now it's a salmon, but they've genetically modified the fish to grow bigger and and faster than your typical wild caught or wild salmon.
So it's like a chick with big breasts. Chicken. Sorry.
Yeah,
I prefer the free-range fish.
Yeah, you prefer wild-caught fish.
Yeah, wild-caught fish. Free-range fish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is the same kind of thing. Well, if they're, you know, and I guess, I don't know. They've basically taken the genetics of salmon and merged them with some fish that make them bigger and grow faster and stuff. But they're salmon. They're the same fish.
They had plastic surgeons injecting stuff.
No, they don't have nothing like that. These are genetically modified salmon.
Something ain't right.
Did they say what kind of salmon they're doing this to?
Well, the salmon that everyone eats in the grocery store.
Well, they have Chinook, they have king salmon, they have silver salmon.
I'm going to say yes.
You went way over his head on that one, Casey.
Yeah. No,
yeah, sorry, too much depth on that.
Yeah, no, they're just trying to create a solution to the lack of catching as much salmon as they used to because the fish stocks have been decimated over the last 20 years or whatever, and they're not catching as many wild ones or the population isn't there. So
what we were told fish that farming never happened.
Yeah, but it's those bears that's eating everything.
That's probably
the
what
bears.
It is. But one solution might be these genetically modified salmon, which would fill in the lack of having as much fish, you know?
Then you're going to have fatter bears.
Oh, well, maybe. But right now, these are farm-raised fish. However, there's been some incidents where, where they have them in the pens. In the bay or whatever, where they're raising these fish, where they've gotten out in the wild, and there's concern, like, oh my God, it's going to create a genetically modified wild salmon and ruin the population. You know, I don't know, but when you compare
that, you've got the genetically modified bigger, larger, faster growing fish being eaten by the grizzly bear, who will in turn get the same chemicals and grow bigger and larger.
Well, Noah, hold on. When you say the same chemicals, there's not really chemicals.
This is how Sharknado started.
Maybe, but maybe not. But it's not chemicals. You got to understand. When you take one of these genetically modified salmon, compare it to a wild salmon, it's the same friggin' fish. You know, it is just one's bigger than the other. But if you compare,
we're just injecting steroids.
Where did the genetics come from?
There are no steroids or anything like that injected into
Mark
the fish.
My words, no good can come from this.
I'm telling you. What everybody thinks is that
they blended the genetics with what? Wild blue tuna?
Yeah, they've created a new species, kind of, because they
super
did.
Super fast salmon.
They took a bigger fish and merged it with the salmon to make the salmon bigger.
They're playing God. They can't do this.
They did, and it's coming, whether you like it or not, Barry. But
what if they combined it with great white DNA?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, Greg.
Well, then they might have teeth.
Good
God.
So,
But here's the thing. You guys are all freaking out. And I hear it in Barry's voice in particular. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
It's bad. It's bad news.
Why is it bad news?
Yeah, that's because they're from the city, Greg. Come on.
When we
can't modify everything.
We have the technology. Do you know how many...
from the mountains. I'll shoot it or catch it.
You know how much fruit and stuff like that is already modified that we eat every day and don't even think about? It's the same fruit. An orange is an orange, right?
Why don't we just eat more lionfish?
Well, we can do that too, but I'm just saying that, you know, everybody's freaked out about this stuff, and I'm saying there's no reason to worry about the frankenfish. It's just a different kind of...
There is reason, Greg. Look at all the chemicals on the market.
There's no chemicals! How many times do I got to tell you? These are genetically modified. These aren't chemically induced changes.
Next thing you know...
When did they genetically modify the first baby to eat the genetic fish?
What?
Yeah. What did he say?
Okay.
Genetically modified children to eat all their genetically modified animals.
You are you're watching too much sci-fi there.
Casey, have you been smoking anything other than tobacco?
Tobacco nut.
It's not legal yet.
Have you been to Colorado lately?
Yeah, it might have been.
Have you seen the genetically modified squirrels up in the woods there, Jerry?
Okay.
Yeah, I shot it and mounted it. It's on the wall.
It was way bigger. Way bigger than your typical squirrel.
You make fed them for a week.
It's bigger than those Central Park squirrels.
All right. Well, look. Let's get back on track here, boys. And what I'm saying is that, you know, there's this sky is falling type of attitude that genetically modified fish or anything is bad. And I'm telling you right now,
it is bad.
It's not that is not the case. A lot of our food is already genetically modified, but most people just don't know.
It's all bad.
It isn't. It's good. They can weed out these things. Like, if you, like, just to give you an example, like with fruit and vegetables and stuff. I know a little bit about this because I have a cousin and an uncle that works on a research agriculture facility where they do this stuff. And they breed or they genetically modify the fruit and vegetables to, you know, make them more resistant to pests and things like that, so they can grow more efficiently, grow bigger, grow faster, that kind of thing. That doesn't make the fruit different. It just makes it more resistant. They're kind of weeding out the bad stuff and leaving in the good. That's the theory. Now, could that things go wrong? And could they create a frankenfish that, you know, turns on us and starts eating us and stuff? Maybe. I don't know. But
hey,
that's
if
not
they
really
could
what
do that,
doing.
Why can't they make an avocado that stays ripe a little longer?
Without that big old seed? Yeah, that you just throw
I don't
away.
Mind that. That's easy to get rid of. I'm just saying they're such a small window.
To eat them?
With your avocado when it's perfect, right? And then they go south fast.
Yeah. Well,
most people eat them on a table.
Well, if they could do that with the spiny lobsters down here, I'm all for it.
Well, I have a feeling that's coming. That's why I brought up this thing about the fish.
Lobzilla.
This is the first of many potential genetically modified things that we could encounter. And my feeling is there's nothing to be fearful about, but I got a feeling there's going to be more people like Barry going, oh, God, don't do that. You're playing God.
Don't
you're the
me.
Kind of person the government likes, Greg.
Yeah,
they don't
Greg.
Like the rest of us.
Well, I hope so. I want to be liked.
You just don't want to get audited.
I don't want that either. But
Barry's already going through his books.
I mean, if you could genetically modify your own fish as a diver, what would you like to have merged? Maybe instead of worrying about a killer whale or a great white, you merge those two. Would you like to have a killer you know, I don't know.
I like the great killer great white
whale.
Yeah, something.
I like to modify one that tastes like pizza.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Mermaids.
You would like to genetically modify a fish and actually turn them into a mermaid?
No, I would modify the mermaid.
And turn it into what?
Just a better mermaid.
I don't know how much better you can make them. They're pretty good now.
That sounded a little creepy. But, yeah, I don't know. What, maybe take a manatee and merge it with something to make it more attractive? No?
No.
A curvaceous manatee? Is that what you're asking for, Greg?
Well, they're already very curvy.
Well, just ask Pete that.
Pete the scuba board manatee yeah. that he likes to call himself?
Yeah. Just got that. That took a minute. Mm-hmm. Inside joke.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we bring in all these changes. We should embrace them. That's my thing. It just gives us more cool stuff to look at underwater as divers. I'm an optimist. The sky is not falling, my friends. I'm telling you. Think positive.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
In a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. And it feels sublime. Getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time. Getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting wetter with CJ. That sounded awkward.
No, let's try that again.
But no, let's just ignore it and move on. Jerry the Diver Greg. Guy? What?
Hang on 1 second. Hang on. I've got something. Wait.
You have something.
I got to open another one up here. But Fred on Facebook Live brought up an interesting question.
He did, huh? Okay.
Yes, sir, he did. Maybe we could find a way to extend the shelf life of scuba radio mermaids.
Like some kind of preservative?
And then CJ on Facebook Live came up with a great answer to that.
Well, which would we, genetically modify?
Feed the mermaid a steady diet of genetically altered salmon.
Thank you.
Okay.
It could work.
But that would make them bigger.
No, it wouldn't.
Fatter.
No, it wouldn't. You don't
would
get fat.
Genetically altered salmon.
You don't get fat from fish.
He didn't say where it would make them bigger.
I think if I reflect back on the past 20 years of doing the show and all the mermaids that have passed through our doors and traveled with us around the world, many of them came to us genetically modified.
You do have a point there.
Hello?
Maybe we could genetically modify them to be happier.
Wait. Back that up. Say that one more time.
Who? What? Casey or me?
He said mayified.
We already have a way to do that. It's called mermaid rum.
Ah, that's true.
Ah, yes.
That'll make you see them.
Strong rum you have.
That'll make you see them.
And if that doesn't work?
So if we all drink enough rum, we will become genetically modified in the way of the sugar cane.
Well, if that doesn't work, we can always give them spring water.
Okay. This is just going down.
Or some of CJ's nuts.
It's been going
I beg your pardon,
3 o'clock.
You guys.
Yeah, almonds.
Greg, you have nothing to do tomorrow. You could still come down to go dive.
No, it's gonna. The wind's kicking up.
Not till Monday.
Yeah, but that'll be too late.
No, I'm saying dive tomorrow.
No, I can't do that. I got stuff to do. I got people to see. I've been doing a lot of work this week in the studio. And speaking of mermaids, here's a little Easter egg on the new website that I launched for the World of Boating. There is actually one of our Scuba Radio mermaids on our new World of Boating website.
Wow, look at that. I see it behind you.
Yes. And
we can't make it out on the Facebook Live, so you have to dial it up on your own.
That's right. You're going to have to pull it up at worldofboating.com, and you'll have to refresh the page a few times. But
until you get the magic one.
And then there's one of our mermaids on display on the bow of a vessel, and she's without tail. So bit more revealing.
That sounds kind of scary.
Than what we typically show on Scuba Radio. So if you want to check it out, for the record, there is a new Scuba Radio website in the works. We'll see how fast we can get it out there to the world. But this World of Boating website is kind of the new framework we're looking at setting up for scubaradio.com,
too. Are you putting our photos and personal information on the web, Greg?
Always.
It's on a dark
bank
web.
Account numbers, Social Security numbers. Rap sheets.
They'll you didn't put the Scuba Radio credit card on there, did you? That you gave me.
Yeah. No, we have that. We have that securely displayed on our website for the world to absorb, and all the Russians to hack. So you're covered, Casey. Don't worry. So check that out. That'll be something. Hopefully, that we'll be able to launch soon. But in the meantime, like I said, you can try to find our mermaid on worldofboating.com. You have your assignment, and that ought to occupy everybody till at least for a week or so. You think? At least this crew, because they've already left. I don't hear it. Everybody just stopped talking.
We're here. No, I'm looking at the World of Boating website. Nice.
You're multitasking.
I'm multitasking, and it's cell phone compliant. Is that the term for it?
Responsive.
Mobile compliant.
Responsive.
Turn it horizontal, though. Tip from me to you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. If you go horizontal, I think if you look at it vertically on your phone, you won't see the mermaid. But if you go horizontal, if you go sideways.
Is that the one that you're on the boat?
What's that?
Is that the one that you're on the boat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said there's a mermaid. I'm looking at a picture of you on a boat.
Well, I don't know. Like just go boat. Look. Yeah, I think you can tell when you see her. I would think you would tell her.
You have to keep refreshing, though. That's the catch.
Yeah, it loads a different picture on each time you go to World
That's the problem with mermaids in general. You have to keep refreshing.
Yes. Nice. Well, you don't want them to go stale. I mean, you know, you can't leave them out too long, you know. Shelf life. We were talking about that at the beginning, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. God.
Okay. So.
And moving on.
Yeah. Well, we, by the way, Jerry, you going to go on that liveaboard trip in May?
I am working my buttocks off on that.
Okay. Well, that is the plan. I'm going to be on there. It's my birthday week, so I'm going. Make sure you call Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Get on it.
Tell them Jerry the Diver Guy sent you.
There you go. May 12th through the 19th, Save a St. Kitts. It's going to be quite a throwdown and some of the best diving you'll ever experience in your diving career. And the company. Despite the company.
In case anyone didn't know,
yeah.
Greg's birthday is on May 16th.
There you go.
Happy
right.
Birthday. Get your gifts in the mail
get
now.
Get your gifts in the mail now.
I can dive at 55. I'm going to prove it. And you can join us for that week. On that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, it's always better. We're gang.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.